Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken says he's confident the implementation of the Gaza ceasefire agreement will begin Sunday as planned. Last-minute disputes have held up Israel's approval of the deal that was worked out yesterday. CBS's Remy Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
Right now, the read is that on both sides, they're saying that they are committed to this. Hamas did come out with a statement saying that they are committed to this. One local Israeli news station also said that they believe that this is going to be resolved. If that happens, then it would go to the security cabinet.
Well, thousands of people have fled their homes in the L.A. wildfires. A chance to see what happened in their neighborhoods is going to have to wait. The word came today from County Fire Chief Anthony Moroni.
The repopulation of residents in the evacuation order areas will not occur for at least one more week for the areas that are deemed safe.
It's another day of Senate hearings on several Trump cabinet picks. Marco Rubio's on a path to be Secretary of State. And today, Florida's governor picked a successor for Rubio's U.S. Senate seat.
Today, I'm proud to announce that I am selecting our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, to serve as our next U.S. Senator.
On the Health Watch, new findings today on cancer in the U.S., as we hear from CBS's Vicki Barker.
Since hitting a peak in 1991, the cancer mortality rate has fallen by 34%.
And that means we have 4.5 million cancer deaths averted.
But the American Cancer Society's William DeHut says that progress is threatened by the increasing incidence of many cancer types. And cancer rates are rising among women and younger adults, the people most likely to be raising or supporting families.
A tip of the baseball cap to Bob Uecker, the man known as Mr. Baseball, has died. He played it for laughs in Miller Lite ads years ago.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Uecker parlayed an unremarkable playing career as a backup catcher into a personality on TV talk shows and roles in TV and film comedies. He made the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know. And my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out.
The legendary Bob Uecker was 90 years old. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 33 points, the S&P is up 7, the NASDAQ trading lower, down 47. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Bob Uecker was no stranger to Racine. The longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers died this morning at the age of 90. For a time, he was often seen at the Racine Marina boating and fishing. The team issued a statement this morning saying Uecker had been battling small cell lung cancer since early 2023. The longtime head of a Kenosha social services organization is coming to Racine. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday that Tamara Coleman will be their new CEO. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha and will now head the 148-year-old Racine organization. Racine is seeking civic-minded people to fill two positions on the county board. The openings are in District 14 and 18. Selected candidates will serve through April of next year. Applications are due by January 31st. And Racine Unified is bringing its schools back online after a month-long technology outage. The cause of the problem isn't yet known. Earlier this week, the district board voted to place a $190 million referendum on the April ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds, then sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
WRJN. Rest of the story in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. When Johann Wilhelm entered a room, one could sense the presence of a great Shakespearean actor. It was evident in his bearing, his visage, and his gaze. Even in his subdued everyday speaking voice, one could hear fiery orations in repose. Now, while there were a number of fine Shakespearean actors in America around the turn of the century, there were very few outstanding drama coaches in American universities. And so it was in the year 1904. Georgia Tech in Atlanta sought to lure Johann Wilhelm onto their faculty. A special committee was formed for the task. A salary offer was decided upon. A meeting was scheduled. All of the school's VIPs, including its president, were there. And no one who was in that room that day would ever forget the rest of the story. The famous actor kept the committee waiting just long enough to build a modicum of suspense before making his entrance, and then at last he strode into the room greeting his visitors with thunderous salutations. After introductions had been made, the spokesperson for the group explained what the university had in mind. A dollar figure was quoted. Everyone watched Jan's face. Not a muscle moved. No indication of favor, no visible reaction of any kind. And then after what seemed a very long while, the great actor responded. The offer was tempting, he said, but he would have to decline. Silence. The committee had been so certain that the master thespian would accept, but the opportunity of guiding young talent was apparently less alluring to Johann than the group had hoped. Then everyone stood. It was a shame, somebody muttered, that the great Johann Wilhelm would not become acquainted with the theatrical community of Atlanta. But don't ask me why, but for some reason it had not occurred to the renowned actor that there were actually theaters in Atlanta, Georgia. And then someone named one, and then Johann, astonished, exclaimed that he had heard of that theater, and then somebody else remarked that many of the finest theaters in the world were in Atlanta. Now everyone was quiet again. And slowly, ever so slowly, the great Johann Wilhelm began to smile. Well, as surely you've guessed by now, the famous actor did join the faculty of Georgia Tech, and he did become active in Atlanta's theatrical life, performing when he could and attending performances when he could not. But did you know this? Georgia Tech didn't want Johann as a drama coach. I said Georgia Tech did not want Johann as a drama coach. They wanted him as a football coach. For although Johann Wilhelm was well known as a Shakespearean actor, and they knew that was the way to get him onto the campus, he was better known as a football strategist. In fact, before the end of his 15-year tenure as football coach for Georgia Tech, Johan would become a legend in that sport. They've even named a collegiate trophy after him. Have you guessed its name? As long as you can remember, in connection with that coveted annual award, you've been hearing the name of Johan Wilhelm Heisman, the Heisman Trophy. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Really? Okay. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, heard twice daily at 7:25 with Don Rosen and again at 12:05 on WRJN. So, you be sure you listen, baby.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Side. Oh.
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Let snow put your golf game on ice. X Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends. Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Working my
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sad news to report, Bob Uecker has passed away at the age of 90. Stuart J. Waddles has information about that and other news from this with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We've lost a true Wisconsin original. Bob Uecker has died. He was 90 years old. The Brewers made the announcement this morning. After his career on the field, he became the voice of the crew in 1971. He was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 100 times. Carson is the one who named him Mr. Baseball. He'd been battling lung cancer since 2023. There's a call for some civic-minded people in parts of Racine County. Two positions on the Racine County Board are up for grabs, one in District 14, the other 18. The opening gives an opportunity for people living in those districts to get involved. Those ultimately selected would serve through April of next year. Applications are due by the 31st, with more about the openings on the county's website. And one down, a few more dozen to go. The first building in the former Kenosha Chrysler site opened with a ceremony this week. That facility will house Lakeview Technology Academy. They're moving from a location in Pleasant Prairie. It's all part of the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood, a project transforming the former industrial area. The school opens officially next week. The other building you see being built there now is called an Innovation Center. That'll house a place for startups, entrepreneurs, and job training efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds than sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Just can't be right. And I'm telling you, it's too late.
greatest timeless hits, WRJN. This Chicago band sold more 45s than anybody else in 1967.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
I've been in
Around all of Wisconsin and all of Major League Baseball, Bob Uecker passed away this morning at the age of 90. And I play this song because it mentions Uecker a minute and a half in. Talking baseball. That's indeed what the man did for over 50 years for the Brewers.
Milwaukee's been a big league town since Aaron came up from the clowns. Spawny, Eddie Lou, Billy Joe. Then the Pilots changed their name, and the Brewers soon became the only name Milwaukee fans were cheering for. I'm talking baseball. Skip Lockwood, Kubiak, Brewer baseball. Colborne, Patton, Powerback, Slayton, Scott, and Briggs, and Davey May. Harper shares a feat with Hank and Mays. Talking baseball. Brewers all the way. Well, Bambi came from Baltimore. The pitchers gave a mighty roar. 22 for Mike in 78. Darryl Porter, what a pity. He left for Kansas City. But Charlie was taking care of business at the plate. Talking baseball. Molitor and Yount. Brewer baseball. Thomas hits him out. Gentle Ben and Bando come to play. Larry Heisel, will he have another day? Talking baseball, the Brewers all the way. When you're talking Brewer baseball, Bob Uecker, Dave and Dell. Robin, well, he's still a kid in 1980, what Cooper did, an MVP in Cy Young in 1 year. Well, Raleigh did it. They're in a tough division, but Buck, he has a mission to wind up in the classic in the fall. New names join the old, another team unfolds. They look ready with money and Teddy, so let's play ball. I'm talking baseball. Molitor and Yount, Brewer baseball. Thomas hits them out. Gentle Ben and Bando come to play. Gantner, Moose and Pete will have their say. I'm talking baseball. Brewers all the way. Milwaukee baseball. The Brewers all the way.
Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh.
I'm talking baseball.
Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh.
Well, Hank's career started here on home.
Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh.
I'm talking baseball. Milwaukee.
Raleigh.
Talking baseball.
Raleigh,
Terry Cashman Raleigh, did that in Raleigh, the 80s. And I haul it out and play it for you. in memory of Bob Uecker, who passed away today at the age of 90. Great guy. He's going to be missed.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah.
preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israel and Hamas trade accusations the day after a Gaza ceasefire deal was reached. CBS's Cammie McCormick says Israel delayed final action today, but a cabinet vote's expected tomorrow.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he and others in the administration have been working the phones to try to resolve the issues.
I am confident, and I fully expect that implementation will begin, as we said, on Sunday.
And he said issues like these can be expected.
It's not exactly surprising that in a process and a negotiation that has been this challenging, this fraught, you may get a loose end. We're tying up that loose end as we speak.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is blaming Hamas for the delay, but there are also divisions within the Israeli government over the agreement.
Now to Southern California. National Guard aircraft at work on those devastating wildfires. Winds are expected to die down as the day goes on. But L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says some waiting to see their damaged homes will have to wait a bit longer.
Please be patient with us. We know people want to get back into their neighborhoods, but we're talking about people who have passed. And that's not always a good thing to talk about.
On the Health Watch, a new report on cancer deaths in the U.S.
The past three decades have seen the cancer death rate fall by 34%.
That's largely